So we're next is the executive officer's report, I believe, and that may have been given earlier.
And I did give the report earlier, and I don't have any additional report at this time.
Okay. Board member requests for future agenda items. Okay. 11 other items of interest, Matt St. John, and then I will say just a couple words.
I just wanted to remind everybody that our next meeting will be the joint meeting with the Board of Forestry, and I have a call scheduled with the executive director to finalize our plans for that workshop-style meeting, which will be on September 23rd, followed by a field tour the next morning on the 24th out at Jackson Demonstration State Forest. Looking ahead to our October 9th board meeting, which will be in Yreka. We're going to have an update on Klamath Basin water quality improvement work, so covering TMBL implementation throughout the Klamath Basin. And I'm in kind of the early stages of scoping an agenda item, which will be to talk about discharges from roads as a source of sediment in the North Coast region, and it would be a description of the different regulatory programs that we have addressing roads, as well as those areas on really private roads, private rural dirt roads that we currently don't regulate, and an initiative that we're launching to have an outreach and education program associated with road maintenance and design. And I've reached out to board member Giusti for some consultation from him on this outreach and education program that we're scoping. But you can look forward to that item in October. And that's it for now. Unless you have any questions about those things.
Yeah, as far as the October agenda goes, I had asked last meeting that we have an update on KFAT, I don't know if that works into
it'll
the Klamath.
It'll be part of that overall Klamath item, yes.
Yeah, and as far as KFAT goes, between now and say, October 9th, if something comes up that is of issue, I know that that's a very dynamic process right now, and if something comes up, please let us know and notify us as a board via email or however you would do that.
Well, I will certainly do that.
As that goes, because that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Board Member Massey.
Matt, is it possible, I think we meet the 9th of October and then towards the end of November, correct?
November 20th.
Okay. Would it be possible to start, if not conclude, a discussion or a workshop on flow, at least maybe just an informational item on it? These are the things that are there from Samantha's perspective, so that we have an idea of what we're going to be doing eventually with this.
So the October board meeting would have some capacity for that, but I frankly do not suggest that we have this particular discussion in that part of our region.
Yes.
So
I'm with you. Waffle away.
Well, we can see how fast our cars move.
November meeting is shaping up to be a pretty full agenda. It's most likely going to be a 2-day meeting. And so we could potentially add a flow item in November, and if it's at the request of the board, we will make that happen. But I'll just give you based on permits that are coming down the pike, November's already looking to be a pretty full agenda.
Maybe give you the option if it does look like that we have to, for whatever reason, have to go to the second day or to the second afternoon,
uh-huh.
Include I don't need much. I don't think anybody, like a 20-minute discussion of these are the elements that go into flow. This is the state law.
Okay.
Just so we have, I think we all kind of know that, but I mean, I know that water rights is someplace on the other side of I-80, and but other than that,
called the state board.
Is that who it is?
Okay, board member.
I wanted to kind of circle back and follow up on what we heard. So I know we're having a workshop to look at flows and to get brought to speed. Was there another workshop that we identified early on this morning? Was there a second one? Or did we spend so much time talking on flow that I thought we were talking about two different ones?
It's true. It was mentioned in two different portions of the meeting,
okay.
But I heard it as a one. Single request, which
right.
is
okay.
a
and that was the only one
on
that
flow.
We and I certainly I'm very interested in having that with enough time. Thank you.
I just wanted to make some comments both to staff and the board on what a good job we are doing at starting to get where we're shaping the issues and we're planning the issues. And I think marijuana, we're really taking a lead position statewide on that. Water quantity supply, looking at global warming and looking at the effect on the marine resources instead of proactively waiting but really figuring out what we can do. The Board of Forestry is a very important meeting, and that's taken well over 10 years. Bill and I won't tell how many years because we'll say how long and how old we are. And then I want to thank the board members, Jeff Hale and Board Member Gusti, for keeping Elk River in moving. It's on track. That's a very challenging task, and so far you've been doing a hell of a great job on it. And then I may or may not, depending how it goes, have us make a presentation to the Ocean Protection Council on what we're doing in the marine environment. But if you look at that, we're looking at bigger issues. We're trying to figure out what our policy options are, how we fit them in. And it's very, very encouraging to be doing it ahead of time. And so I'm really proud that our staff are willing to do it, our board are willing to do it. And now we just have to go out and deal with quite a big platter.
Move adjourn.
Gavel second.
Good job, you guys.